Well, our Bozo the Clown of a progressive mayor, Len, is out going around the country spreading, brothers and sisters, the progressive gospel.
Brothers and sisters, there's plenty of money in the world. There's plenty of money in this city. It's just in the wrong hands.
There he goes. He's going to confiscate your wealth, folks. That is what progressivism is all about. Taking money from people who worked hard, who made it in this world, and giving it to a whole bunch of people that they want to keep voting Democrat forever. Can we redo this election so that Assemblywoman Nicole Malliotakis could take down this Bozo the Clown mayor of ours? I'm begging you, Nicole. She joins us on the line now. Can we have a do-over with that election?
You know what? I think the people of Staten Island had it right. I got 70% there. My problem was I got 16% in the Bronx.
I know.
But, all Nicole, right. And I say this with all sincerity. If you listen to callers to the station, if you walk down the street and ask people what they think of the mayor, he does not do very well. And do you really wake up saying, how did I lose to this guy?
I wake up every day I read the newspaper, I feel more insulted. That is the truth. Every time I see something coming out of City Hall, I say, how is it possible that the people voted for this? Because what it is they use the key term progressive, but it's really socialism. When you talk about taking buildings from people because you don't like the way they may be running their buildings, when NYCHA is the worst run, they're the biggest slumlord in the city of New York. When you talk about redistributing wealth, I agree with the mayor in one thing. He should be paying his fair share because he pays just a third of the property tax rate that the low and middle income communities in New York City pay. So I say, Mayor, why don't you start, set an example, pay your fair share when it comes to the property taxes, and then you could talk about redistributing everyone else's assets. And then, of course, it's the providing the free health care for illegal immigrants. You know, I don't know what's going on with the Democratic Party, but we see themselves, they're tripping over themselves to put the citizens of other countries before the citizens of the country that they want to be president of. And I just don't get it. I don't get it.
Hey, Nicole, do you get the sense, as I do, that the mayor has really pretty much turned his back on the city and is much happier and more fulfilled being out there in the national platform pirouetting with his progressive policies?
Look, I mean, I was saying this all throughout the campaign when we saw him turn the back on the NYPD and go to Germany when police officer Familia was assassinated. Instead of being here, swearing in the new class of NYPD the day after an a week after the assassination, a few days actually, the swearing in was, he was on the next plane going to Germany. That was all I needed to know about Mayor de Blasio. We see him jet-setting all around the country when we have so many problems facing our city, whether it be the subway crisis, whether it be the homeless crisis, which he throws more money at these problems, yet they're getting worse. We see the overcrowding in our classrooms. Schools at 150% capacity, over 150% over capacity. You know, you see the issue with mental illness in our streets, individuals going in and out of the city's criminal justice system because they're not getting treated for their underlying issue. And I can go on and on about the issues. I still have people, by the way, from Hurricane Sandy who have not had their homes completely rebuilt and are having tremendous amount of problems.
Nicole, let me ask you. Let me ask you, Nicole, you catalog all these problems, but I mean, this city is as blue as it gets. Is there any way a Republican can ever win the office of the mayor in New York City again?
Well, you know what? I think that things have to hit rock bottom as they did under Mayor Dinkins before people look for a change, someone to come in and fix it. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, you know, the one thing that I did wrong was I voted for Donald Trump, they say, right? So that was the one reason why people didn't find me palatable as mayor. You know, they hate Bill de Blasio, but they unfortunately claim to hate the president more. And so, you know, if that was my biggest flaw, I'd say, you know what, look at the problems that are going on in the city right now. But I think that, you know, we need to really push back on the mayor. People need to start caring about the direction of the city because the middle class is being driven out in droves. And this is really becoming a serious issue. I mean, I have senior citizens who can't pay their property taxes at the end of the year, even if they had their mortgage paid. You know, they're struggling to pay that annual bill because they've lived in their homes for decades and are being priced out of the city. You know, you have people who are can't qualify for home care for their parents who are elderly, and yet the mayor wants to give free health care to individuals who are here illegally. There are some serious issues that we're seeing in our city that need to be addressed, and so we need to look beyond politics. I mean, maybe nonpartisan elections is what we need. I mean, if you look at cities like Miami, they have nonpartisan elections where people vote for the person, the person's platform, and their ideas, not just based on party label. So maybe that's something that we need to look at here in the city of New York, so people actually listen to ideas and proposals and not worry so much about, you know, the party identity.
Well, that'd be novel, people actually listening. Hey, we're on with Nicole Malliotakis from Staten Island, Assemblywoman. Today's news from the governor, and he wants to impose doing away with plastic bags and 5 cents on bottles and all the stuff, but he's putting it in the budget to do an end around from you guys in the state legislature. What do you think of all that?
Well, this is the plastic bag proposal. Well, the mayor had originally wanted to tax you 5 cents a plastic bag. So, I prefer the ban, if we're going to do one thing, not to do an additional tax on people. I think it's got to be across the board. You can't exempt certain communities. I mean, so it's okay for certain communities to litter plastic bags and not others. I mean, that to me seems very unfair. And since we're all about being equal here and sharing the burden, we should make it all across the board. And so if it's plastic bags that you want to eliminate, then we can go to paper bags. But certainly the mayor's proposal, which was a tax, was something that was really pushed back on last year by both parties here in Albany. And so this is, I guess, an alternative that the governor is proposing. I'm against the bottle tax, though. I think, again, it's another fee on the families. Who just want to, purchase beverages. And it's another money grab, and we shouldn't be taking that route.
Hey, before you run, Nicole, we only have about 30 seconds left. Are you one of these people from Staten Island protesting this reality show that's about mob wives? I guess some people on Staten Island aren't happy about it.
Yeah, look, well, Staten Island, you know, we have so many great things on Staten Island, our restaurants, our cultural institutions, our parks. And they're always, unfortunately, in these reality shows, trying to make us look like a bunch of crazy people that are low class and kind of have a garbage dump, and we're sort of a different part of not really a part of this city. And I feel like that, you know, we should definitely say we're not going to watch it. I'm not watching it, and it certainly doesn't represent me. And I say we boycott that if we want to boycott anything.
All right. Thanks. Fighting the good fight for Staten Island Assemblywoman Nicole Malliotakis. Thanks, Nicole. Take care. All right.